With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I have in the studio John Ossoff, who has declared this week he's running for U.S. Senate. John, how are you?
I'm great, Rashad. How are you?
I'm good, man.
It's great to see you.
I knew you were going to run.
You knew?
I knew.
How'd you know?
As soon as an opening came, I said, man, this guy has raised more money. Like, you are still in the record books right now for being part of a campaign that raised more money for U.S. Congress than in the history of this country.
But let me tell you something, Rashad.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's about the volunteers. That's how we did it.
Damn that, man. It's about the money, too, man.
Hey, it's about both. But 13,000 volunteers, Rashad, in 2017.
You had a lot of support.
And we're going to build on that.
You had people traveling here. Like, you excited the district. You excited people outside of the district. I don't know if people remember how energized the electorate was around your candidacy. And I've said this on record, because Lucy McBath now occupies that district as a U.S. Congresswoman. And I said very clearly, if it had not been for a John Ossoff massaging that district and showing what could actually happen, I don't think Lucy would have won that seat. And you exposed the strengths and the weaknesses of that district. Everybody believed that it was solidly a Republican district and no Democrat had a chance in hell of winning, where you came very close to beating Karen Handel.
Here's how it went down. I was 29 years old.
Yep.
When Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. And that was a rude shock for a lot of people.
Right.
But like millions of people here in Georgia and across the country, I did not sit down in despair. Mm-hmm. I stood up and ran for Congress in a district where the last Democrat had lost by 23 points.
23 percentage points.
23
man.
Points.
That's insane. Like, dude, who would do something like that? You have a congressional seat where the last Democrat lost by over 20 damn percentage points, and you decided to run.
Yeah, but these are the times that call on all of us to stand
right.
up. And it wasn't about me. That race was never about me. But look, we built something special and enduring in that race. And the National Republican Party, all the way up to the president himself,
they came
the
at
vice
you, man.
President,
yeah.
the Speaker of the House, they made my personal destruction
yeah.
their number one priority. And tens of millions of dollars of secret corporate dark money came in here in Georgia
yep.
to attack me. And you know what? They barely beat me, but I'm still standing. And now I'm ready to fight. And so this is the first live radio interview I've done, Rashad, since I broke the news earlier this week. But I'll be running for the U.S. Senate here in Georgia in 2020, challenging Senator David Perdue.
We thank you for doing it here. On the other side of the break, let's talk about your policies. And
yeah.
you know I'm a policy guy,
sure.
man. You and I have been friends a long time. I have tremendous respect for you. But I need you to be right on the policy, okay?
Let's talk
We're
going to
talk about that on the other side. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That's cute. That's really funny. Let me tell you the background to it. When you ran for Congress, it was pretty freaking awesome. But, John, when you ran for Congress, they put out this video of you. Can you explain the video, man?
So as the National Republican Party, which, as I mentioned, was singularly committed to my destruction,
yeah.
dug through my life, the best they came up with was video of me in college dressed up as Han Solo.
And, like, acting like Han Solo.
Right. From Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now, let's remember that Han Solo is literally a general in the resistance against the Empire.
That's what I'm trying to tell people.
So that was a...
you were a high-ranking military official.
And a star pilot.
A star pilot, my friend.
Yeah, so you know, that was a welcome attack ad. They got a little nastier as time went on. But
when you saw that, because when I saw the commercial, I was like, this is freaking awesome. right? I knew it would work in your favor. So when I went to vote, literally, there were people in line wearing Star Wars stuff in homage to you running for that seat. They were wearing the Star, because you can't wear the candidate stuff, but they had connected your brand so much to Star Wars that people could wear their Star Wars shirts in support of you.
There were a lot of lightsabers on that right. campaign. But Rashad, I got to get serious for a second.
Yeah.
Because I need to explain to you and to your audience and to everyone listening across the country why I'm doing this.
Yes.
And yes, I was pulled back into politics and ran for that seat because Donald Trump's election shook me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is deeper than Trump. There is a crisis of political corruption in this country. When 9 out of 10 Americans support universal background checks to buy firearms,
right?
But Congress is bought and paid for by the NRA, so they do nothing, that is corruption. When Congress does nothing to crack down on price gouging by drug companies while folks are rationing insulin, when they throw millions of people with pre-existing conditions off of protections, because they're flush with cash from drug and insurance companies, that is corruption. It is corruption deep in our political system that is preventing the will of the people from being expressed through their elected representatives. And you know what I do for a living, Rashad, because we've talked about it on this program.
Right.
I'm an investigative journalist. I run a company that all over the world has exposed human rights abuses, political corruption, organized crime. We have taken on powerful corporations, ISIS war criminals, quack doctors, crooked judges. And I believe if we do not now mount in this country an all-out attack on political corruption, I don't know if the Republic will survive.
Let me read something from Congressman John Lewis. Congressman John Lewis has already endorsed you and you decided to run this week, or you announced that you're running this week. Here's a quote from the congressman. Seldom have I known a young leader who matches John Ossoff's talent, integrity, and commitment to our community. John has a proven record fighting for justice and exposing corruption. I will do everything in my power to support John's election to the United States Senate. John's 27 campaign sparked a flame that is burning brighter than ever in Georgia and across the country. Like the many thousands, John has already organized and inspired. I am ready to work tirelessly to elect him. Georgia and America needs John. Wow. Hey, man, that's pretty significant, and is not, I've seen a lot of endorsements. Is not a typical endorsement. This is a very thoughtful response from Congressman John Lewis. How does that make you feel?
Look, reading Congressman Lewis' memoirs,
yeah,
the opportunity I had to work for him afterwards changed my life and my outlook forever. And when I reflect on the obligation that Congressman Lewis' support puts upon me, to make him proud, to live up to his values, common decency, human rights, civil rights. That is the spirit that I will carry into this campaign. This is a man who a half century ago had his skull fractured by a billy club, marching for voting rights in Selma, Alabama, across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And we are still fighting for voting rights here in this state.
Let's talk about HBCUs.
Sure.
As a U.S. senator, you would be a policy creator. You can present legislation. You can influence legislation that has a sweeping impact with our HBCUs. Should HBCUs be better funded than they are now?
They should. And when I was in Congressman Johnson's office, I worked to secure more funding for HBCUs. Mm-hmm. And whether it's Morehouse or Spelman or Clark or Howard or any of the schools across this country, we got to remember that these institutions of higher education and research and enlightenment were created because the universities and colleges in this country were denying entry to African Americans.
Right.
These are citadels of inspiration and hope and creativity. They play an essential role in the Black community, and I know that. And when I am elected to the United States Senate, I will support the flourishing and prosperity of HBCUs. And I got to say this as well. We put four-year college up on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of folks who, to get that job security, to get that career with benefits and a pension and stability, need technical training.
Right.
Job training, vocational skills, coming out of high school. Why do we insist that the four-year college degree is the be-all, end-all of higher education? We need to ensure that that technical training, vocational training, tech school, community college are debt-free and available to every Georgian who's ready to go learn a trade.
You looked at the presidential debates yesterday. I'm sure you've been following them since day one. I continue to hear variations of a plan that would basically eliminate college debt. So Bernie Sanders has an extreme plan that would eliminate college debt for everyone, including people who can't afford it. And then you have some who present a sliding scale based on your ability to pay, which is based on income. Are you for the forgiveness of college debt and for free college moving forward?
So let's break this down into its two parts. The first question is, what do we do for folks who are crippled by college debt that they've already taken on? And that's personal for a lot of folks in my generation,
right,
who want to start businesses, young entrepreneurs, who want to buy a home for their family, who lay awake at night worried because servicing this debt is a heavy burden. Mm-hmm. For those folks, some combination of forgiveness, caps on interest rates, makes sense. Moving forward, as I just said, higher education in our public universities and colleges, technical training, vocational school, trade school must be debt-free. You should not have to work off your education for decades. We want to be productive, happy citizens, unburdened by that kind of worry. That's my position on higher education.
On the other side of the break, John, I'm going to ask you about reparations. It was part of the conversation, and then it kind of dropped off on the national sphere, but I want to bring it back forefront. You're running for the U.S. Senate. If you win, this will be part of the narrative, one way or the other. I got more on the other side. I'm here with John Ossoff, U.S. Senate hopeful. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. Y'all know John Ossoff knows every word to every outcast. Everything.
I don't know about that.
You remember when I interviewed you on V103 and we
talked? Of course I do.
You remember that? And I actually, you know, your favorite rap artist, you said Outkast. That's legit, man.
I'm from Atlanta.
You're from the A, bro.
Yeah, there's no other. Well, look, I don't want to say there's no other answer. I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, but Tip is a close second. That's just for me.
I'm with you. Right.
Okay.
I know you've had him on the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about reparations.
Sure.
All right. I'm for it. What's your stance?
So Senator Cory Booker has legislation in the Senate.
That's right.
To establish a commission for the purposes of studying the right way to redress the grievance, to pay the debt never paid. 40 acres and a mule was never paid out.
Right. And that was an actual promise.
That was an actual promise of the federal government.
Right.
There is a debt unpaid. I think it is a very, very difficult question, how to pay it.
But see, that should be the question, not if it should be paid,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Okay, let's go back to the proposal of Senator Booker, because I've said on this program, this is the way you do it properly, because you first have to assess through quantifiable data the cause and effect relationship that the promise, the lack of the fulfillment of the promise, and the systemic impact that it has had on a demographic sense. You have to quantify that somehow. In order to quantify that, you need an approved study. Why does the study need to be approved? Because then the study will be funded. The study will be funded. And if the study is funded, you actually get to a place of understanding the true dynamic based on money and everything else. We get a real figure instead of just pulling it out our ass, right?
Yeah, so we've got this proposal for a commission to study what should be done.
And you're 100% for that.
And I'm for Senator Booker's bill.
Okay, all right. What are your feelings about the current administration and their assault, basically, on individuals who aren't white? As you've seen, President Trump has talked about four U.S. congresswomen of color and said they need to go back to their own country, even though they are all U.S. citizens. You have never heard the president say that about a white person he's in disagreement with, even though we are all from somewhere else. What's your sense on the propaganda of the current president?
I think he's a race-baiting demagogue.
Okay.
I think this presidency is obscene. And I think those who aid and abet this president should be removed from office. Let me tell you about Senator David Perdue.
Okay.
Because listeners need to understand who their senator is. And most of them may not even heard of David Perdue because he's invisible.
He doesn't come to anything. Nothing.
In a half decade, Rashad, as our United States senator, while 1 in 3 children in rural Georgia live in poverty, while Georgia has the highest maternal mortality rate in the country, while half of the counties in this state have no OBGYN physician, this man has not once come down from his private island to hold a public town hall with the people. This man claims that he's an outsider. He calls himself the outsider. His cousin is the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture.
Right, former governor. Yeah.
He's a golfing buddy of the President of the United States.
And he literally does live on a private island.
He lives on a private island. He's a Fortune 500 CEO. No
right.
disrespect to people in the business community,
right.
but $2 million of corporate PAC funding?
Yeah.
Not an outsider, my friend.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Do you think he's going to come to any debates if you win this primary? Do you think he will actually debate you?
Oh, yeah, he'll debate.
He'll debate at that point, you think?
He's already running scared.
Yeah.
I got in the race early this week. Just a couple hours later, his office put out this statement saying, oh, Senator Perdue is still the outsider in Washington.
Mm.
We have their attention, and we intend to hold it.
What made you want to run, John, again?
Look, the last 6 years of my life, and I got to thank you for covering the work that my team and I have done exposing corruption.
You do remarkable work. Yeah.
I have fought corruption and the abuse of power with some of the most extraordinary journalists in the world, all over the world. There is nothing that infuriates me more than the abuse of power. And right now, this administration and the corruption that has destroyed our Congress are intolerable. That's why I'm running for U.S. Senate.
If you have a question for John, call us up 404-892-2703. Give us a call now, 404-892-2703. What has been the response this week? Because this is your first live radio interview, period, since announcing this week you're running. And thank you for giving us that opportunity. But what has been the response, good and bad?
It's been a huge outpouring of support.
Okay.
Thousands of folks given $5, $10.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are ready for a change. And yes, the Republican Party, they're out here saying the same nonsense again. But you know what I learned on the last race, Rashad?
Mm-hmm.
I will never again and no longer be intimidated from telling my own story and touting my own accomplishments because of the inevitable smears that will come down here from Washington.
Right.
I have been through the fire, and I no longer care what they say about me.
I don't see how you could go through anything worse than you went through while running for Congress. And the reason why the attacks on you were so aggressive is because you were basically the only congressional race in the United States at that time. It was a special election. And so we didn't have our attention on races all across the country. Everyone was focused on your race. We got callers. Let's go to Midtown Mario has a question. Midtown Mario, good day. Welcome.
Hey, Rashawn. It's been a very impactful show.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the superintendent's time. And how you doing, John?
Hey, good to speak with you, Mario.
Good. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear that we have a credible challenger in the race. And I just want to throw out to you, John, if you're ever in light company again, the name of our illustrious Clark Atlanta is Clark Atlanta and not Clark. So I just want to make sure you know that.
This is just Mario's thing, man.
You know who's going to give me a hard time for that is my former boss, Congressman Hank Johnson, who's an alum.
Right.
Mario, I'm going to get this twice, but thank you for the correction.
Yeah, let's make sure we get that correct so we don't want to have you go into no minefields the next time you are in.
Mario, this is so funny to me. By the way, Mario does the exact same thing to me, even though I'm a doctoral student at the Clark Atlanta University.
Rashad called it Clark earlier today.
I sure did.
So he got it in my head.
But
Mario.
He calls every time I do that, so don't take it personal.
But look, you know what, Mario? I'm always happy to be held accountable.
Go ahead.
I said I'm always happy to be held accountable by the people.
Absolutely. See, I knew you would mind. That's why I called.
Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mario. Appreciate your call. All right. Amadou in Midtown. Amadou, good day.
Rashad.
Yes.
Great show.
Thank you.
Big John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you got it going on, buddy. Let me say, oh, yeah, Rashad, look, I tuned in about 12 o'clock, right? You had some dude on there talking about the education thing. You remember that dude?
Yeah, Ed Johnson.
Huh?
Yeah, his name is Ed Johnson.
Okay, avoid that situation. It'll be a disaster, okay?
Yeah, well, Ed was clear as mud. I mean, I allowed him to have the time because I have to share the equal time and the election is next week, but he was clear as mud on my show.
Okay, all due respect, man. Just let me just say this. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Go ahead.
Let's make it clear. You the litmus test, right? Anybody that oppose you and don't vote for you, partner, is a straight devil.
Damn.
Wow.
Appreciate your call, man. We got Matt in Southwest Atlanta. Matt.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Calling in reference to his position as it relates to a Palestinian state.
Okay.
And also, I'd like to find out, in reference to his position as it relates to being progressive and whether he perceives himself as being progressive or is he more so centrist?
Gotcha. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate those two questions. Go ahead.
Okay, let's take him in order. With respect to Palestine and Israel, it's been 20 years now that we've been talking about a two-state solution to this problem with virtually no progress made. I absolutely support the aspiration of the Palestinian people to nationhood, to sovereignty, and to security, just as I support the aspirations of the Israeli people to sovereignty and nationhood and security. I got relatives living in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. But the two-state solution is on life support. No progress is being made. I don't believe any of the parties are taking it seriously. And when we zoom out, what is it that we want to achieve in this war-torn region of the world that is so emotionally and spiritually significant to people not just there but across the planet?
Right.
It is human flourishing, pluralism, tolerance, prosperity, and peace. The same things that most people anywhere in the world, no matter their faith, no matter their nationality, want to achieve. So I will voice again today on this program, as I did when I ran last time for office, my support for the two-state solution, my support for Palestinian statehood, my support for Israel. But if things do not change, and soon, the two-state solution is running out of time and credibility.
All right. Do you consider yourself a progressive?
I don't dabble in terms like that. I don't assign any isms to myself. And before I expect an objection to that, let me explain why. Most people, if they're not on Twitter and they're not watching cable news, are not living their lives thinking about a left-right political spectrum, thinking about which political ideology they subscribe to. Most people want the same things out of life. Most Georgians and most Americans want every citizen to have health care. Most Georgians and most Americans want to clean up our environment and revolutionize our infrastructure. Most Georgians and most Americans want to get secret, dark money out of politics. I will debate the issues all day. I'll give you specific policy positions all day, but I will leave it to the pundits to decide how to label me.
We have Andy in Marietta. Andy, good day. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ossoff and Rashad. How are y'all today?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Thank you.
You know, I got a question concerning the you were talking about earlier the money that flowed into the 6th congressional district when you run against Karen Handel. How much outside money did you receive, and did you then or do you now live within the 6th congressional district?
All right. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate your call.
Andy, two great questions. I'll take them in order again. When I ran for Congress, I raised $32 million from nearly 500,000 donors who gave average contributions of $21. Firefighters, veterans, teachers, police officers. Yes, from all over the country who are inspired by the opportunity to make a difference. Now let's talk about the money that came in against me. Three or four Republican super PACs funded anonymously and in secret and in unlimited amounts by the wealthiest people in this country and the most powerful corporate lobbies in this country. And yet I was labeled the outsider for raising money the right way in small dollar grassroots contributions from the people. Corporate America has never spent as much to defeat a U.S. House candidate as they spent to beat me, and they barely did. And I expect all that money to come in against me again, and I say bring it on. As for my residence, I live in Grant Park with my wife, Alicia. She's an OBGYN doctor.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Rusty. Rusty, good day. Welcome.
Good afternoon to you, Rashad, and Mr. Ossoff.
Good afternoon.
Well, I tell you, that Andy come in with some contrary kind of question, but Mr. Ossoff, I tell you what, I hope you, I was happy to hear about your announcement, because I hope you run Mr. Perdue and the chicken people down there. They're just about as raggedy as a bowl of sauerkraut down there, the work they're doing. Could you speak a little bit more to some of your, because you gave a great intelligent answer about staying away from labels and things like it. Could you speak a little bit more to some of your policy? And I don't have anything in particular, any particular policy, but if you can, in the duration of your interview with Rashad, if you would, please.
Thank you, Rusty. I appreciate your question.
Sure. Let's talk about health care. Like most Georgians and like most Americans, I believe we need to make sure every single citizen has health insurance. How do we do that? We offer an optional public plan, a national health insurance plan that is available to whoever wants it affordably, that is free to those who cannot afford it, and is optional. It is comprehensive, dental, vision, preventive care, prenatal, postnatal. But if you don't want to go with that and you want to go with the private insurer, more power to you. Absolutely no reason, in my view, to abolish the private health insurance market. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the environment and our infrastructure. It's not just climate change. We face an ecological catastrophe across this planet, the mass extinction of species. It is snowing plastic in the Arctic. Our oceans are dying. Our coral reefs are dying. Our bodies are polluted. At the same time, our nation's infrastructure is in dire need of a revolution. Clean energy, transit solutions that let us get around this great city without spending weeks of our life in traffic. These two things are joined. Let's save the environment and revolutionize our infrastructure.
I'm way over time. John, I thank you for coming on the show. I thank you for allowing us to be the first live interview that you've done on radio since announcing this week. How can people connect with you, follow your campaign, follow your policy?
I welcome support. I welcome volunteers. All the info is at electjohn.com, electjohn.com, and you can read more about Congressman John Lewis' endorsement of my campaign on the website.
Thank you, man. Looking forward to hearing more during the campaign journey, okay?
Much love.
Much love. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.